You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey guys, before we get into this week's episode, if you've been listening to the last 2 weeks, obviously we're here to plug our Vancouver show on February 16th at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
It's going to be a hoot. It's going to be so much fun. And then you guys get to be part of the show with us. So make sure if you're in Vancouver, Canada, and you want to come see us live, we'll be there on this date.
February 16th.
Yes.
The link is in the description box below.
Now and we'll see you there.
Now back to the episode. All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
Good.
Why you got sunglasses on your face?
Why you look like that?
Why you got so many necklaces?
You know, just one of those days.
What can I say? What does that mean? Your eyes just feel a little bloodshot today?
Yeah, they're feeling a little heavy. My eyelids, I'll say. Okay, team. Honesty hour. I did touch down in Eddyville, however, I took them with the knowledge that we would have been starting much sooner.
Sure.
But then we sat here for a long time talking.
Well, we were telling what we were talking about. By the time this comes out,
everyone will know. Oh, by the time this comes out, yes, that I would be doing red carpet stuff for the Golden Globes. Woo!
Ooh, you're taking a pair of Golden Globes over there. I know that's right.
I sure am. And I'm on my period, so we got two huge Golden Globes on deck. Golden Globes on deck. Double G's. On deck. However, yes, I did some hosting. Was it fun? Was it awesome? Was it sick?
Oh my gosh, the memories.
Oh my god, man.
And she has to go by herself, team.
Yeah, I'm braving new waters this weekend, team. I'm going alone. Going at it solo dolo. I'm going to have obviously friends on the InStyle team helping me out, which I'm grateful for. But I got no plus one. They said absolutely not. So I will be braving it alone. And I'm sure I did really well with the task.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
How were the interviews? Were they fun and silly and goofy and awesome? Period. Love to hear it. But that's what we sat here yapping about for what felt like... It felt like 10 minutes, but I know it was realistically was 2 hours.
No, it was about an hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, here we are. You know, once the train sets on the track, you cannot stop it, unfortunately.
Sure.
So we are multitasking.
Yes. Well, you are, sure.
But yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. By we, I mean me and the self I was before I arrived in Eddyville.
Okay.
So, anywho.
I'm trying to think, what did we do last week? Nothing? Oh, we celebrated the new year.
The new year with our cousin Brittany. Mm-hmm. Yes, we celebrated New Year's with Brittany. It was a blast. It was a hoot. We had a lot of fun. And we did watch...
Oh my gosh.
Noah Beck's new movie.
Is it called The QB and Me? Is that what it's called?
Girl, fuck if I know.
Okay, well, the book is called The QB Bad Boy and Me. But the movie is called Sidelined, The QB and Me.
I felt like you said QB and Me 62 times. I felt like you said that so many times just now.
Anyways, we did watch that. What would you give it out of 10?
I give it a solid
Two.
Yeah, two. Yeah. Two.
I cut you off because don't you dare give that movie a three.
Yeah, I was trying to be a little generous.
You guys know, like, I loved To All the Boys I Loved Before.
I did love that. I did like that series.
The first one. The rest of them weren't very good, but I did like them.
The first one was
great. We love The Summer I Turned Pretty. What are other cheesy movies we like that are like that?
The Kissing Booth.
Yeah, the first one, not the other
one. The first one.
Yeah.
The second one wasn't that bad. It was bad, but it wasn't that bad.
But the first one is the best one.
The first, yeah, absolutely. When in Jacob Elordi's introduction to the film franchise, where he's walking around barefoot with football pants, no top.
Yeah.
And that's just like
a QB bad boy in me.
He's like getting ready for practice, like as if they ever do that.
Yeah.
Quality
Our
cinema.
Brother did football for a long time, so that's why I always make the joke. Oh, it must be helmets and shorts day.
Well, no pads.
Maybe today's just helmets and shorts.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you guys saying?
Shirts versus skin.
Well, it's helmets and shorts, so. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Yeah, so we do love a cheesy flick.
But the QB in me was not good.
It was, first of all, 3 hours? Like, why was that movie so long? That felt like Avengers Endgame long. Yeah. Like, it really was so... You saw so much growth.
And it just kept going.
Yeah, man. It just, like, every time you thought they were going to start wrapping it up, they would introduce a new line.
And we watched it on Tubi, and there was 4 billion ads, and we watched all of
them. Yeah, we watched every ad, though. Like, so who really got? You know what I'm saying? Like, they got my money. That's for fucking sure.
It's not good, guys.
But arguably one of the most unbelievable parts of that movie is thinking that anyone built like Noah Beck could be a D1 quarterback.
Well, okay, I just gave it a goog and it says that he is 5'11".
He's not. Next question.
Do you know what his middle name is? Oh my god. Do you know how old he is?
He's like fucking 24, isn't
he's
he?
He's only 23. Why did I think he was like 25?
Everybody is literally six on this.
That's crazy.
Planet.
He's only 23, so, and then guess what his middle name is?
Fucking, I don't know, some white Alan.
I wish you guessed it. It would have been so funny if you did. No, it's Timothy. That's so silly.
Timothy.
Noah Timothy Beck. Nice guy. We met him once.
He looks like a Timmy, honestly. Like, he looks more like a Timmy than he does a Noah, in my opinion.
What shoe size is Noah Beck? He's a 10 in men's.
Yeah, 5'11. I'm a 10. Fuck out of here.
Maybe he's just got little feet like you.
You're crazy. I can confidently tell you right now, 100% with conviction from my fucking diaphragm, that bitch is nowhere near 5'11. I can confidently tell you that. I've stood eye to eye with him. Okay. He was eye level with my Adam's apple. That man is not 5'11.
Peace. I'm just telling you what Google is saying. And I don't care.
I'm telling you.
I don't care.
What the word on the streets is.
Anyways,
believing he was a Division I quarterback that would have a myriad of options, including but not limited to USC and Cal Berkeley. Yeah. Starting QB at 5'6". And then it just goes so many different directions, I felt like.
It just kept going. It was really long. And like, I just, whoever did her makeup for that movie doesn't know color theory at all.
Fire them.
She looked orange the whole time. And we thought it was the coloring, but then no one else's makeup looked like that. Only hers did.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate.
And then she was a pick me, which we hate and wasn't very interested in. So.
Yeah. Her best friend, like, well, first of all, she was an asshole to her best friend.
Yeah.
For most of the movie. But also her best friend looks like my age, which is 30.
Mm-hmm.
She looked 15, so that was strange.
Mm-hmm.
The ages across the cast were very confusing. Like, mm-hmm. I think they needed to align a little bit more.
And we love a good fan fiction movie, but like, because I'm gonna give you guys a spoiler, when they are suspended from school and they just decide to fly across to California together, that's crazy. What are you doing?
Let's go use my dad's Amex and take this bitch that I'm really trying to kiss. Take her to her dream.
And we'll get
school.
An Airbnb together. What are you doing?
And then we fuck around.
What are you doing?
How old are y'all?
It's too much.
And then he goes home and he's confused why his dad's so fucking mad. He's like, is this the bitch you flew out? And then he's like, Dad, how fucking could you?
Yeah.
How fucking could you talk to my girl like that? Hey, fuck you and her. How's that?
It just wasn't good.
The fuck?
I love a good cheesy movie. That one was not good. I forgot we watched that. That's so funny. Dude, it hit midnight and then we were like, we should watch this movie. And then while we're watching it, I couldn't wait for it to be done so I can go home because I was so tired.
It was so long. It was really, really long. Oh my God, it was so long. I will say they're cute. They had cute chemistry, sure.
I have no complaints about that. Just the storyline was all over the place. Her makeup looked bad. She was always in a belly shirt and low rise jeans.
But that's because she's unlike other girls.
Well, and she was a dancer.
That's because she is unlike other women. You don't get it. She's a lot more layered and deep. So therefore, she wears cargo pants.
Well, yeah.
Cargo pants for cool cargo girl.
Well, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, 2 out of 10. Don't necessarily recommend, but it was a fun watch.
I don't know what happened to my microphone. Did you switch them?
No. Because
usually yours is covered in tuna hair and now mine is. And every Bummer. Time I breathe near it, I feel like the hairs fly into my mouth and I hate it.
It's probably just power of suggestion at this point because you had a pretty bad one.
Probably. But there's so much. I need to get lint roll.
That's a bummer for you.
What have we been watching? I'm trying to remember. I honestly, just Bob's Burgers. That's all I've been watching ever since.
I watched Wicked today on streaming.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I'm PO'd, team. Here's why. I bought that bitch immediately. Mm-hmm. How much was it? $30.
Same.
With tax? Actually, $45.68.
That's crazy, but okay.
That's insane. And guess what? Doesn't come with the bonus features. Did you know that is only available on Fandango at Home?
I don't even know any of the words you just said right now. What the fuck is Fandango at Home?
Girl, you and I are both in the same boat as far as our knowledge to the extent of what is Fandango at Home. I don't know. It says, formerly known as Vudu.
Okay.
That's the only place that has the extras, and I already purchased it, and then I got so angry at that fact that I got up and went and took a shower because I was so mad.
Do you have to buy that on Fandango at Home?
Again, I already bought it on Apple TV. But turns out...
Are these all the special feature or the...
Yeah, things the deleted that- scenes. Oh, and okay. Also the documentary on the making of the movie, which I was really looking forward to watching. And then I was so PO'd, I stood up and went and took a shower.
Sure.
I was so fucking pissed. And then out of protest, I don't want to buy it again, but I probably most likely will buy it again.
Well, yeah.
So I'm feeling got, I guess. So if you haven't purchased it yet, don't. On anywhere but Fandango at Home if you want the fucking bonus features.
You gotta make a new thing. I'm not doing that.
And you know what's even more annoying? I did an ad for Wicked on streaming with Universal.
Well, that's not Fandango at Home, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying I knew it was going on stream. I knew everything that you would get to see before everybody else. And I did not know where you could locate those
That wasn't
things.
In the brief that they gave you. The creative brief.
I feel got. By my own hand, obviously.
Do you want to tell them about your new adventure?
Not yet.
No?
Not yet. Because I'm not quite there yet.
Well, it's a hobby.
I'm still mastering it.
I know. Tell them about your new hobby.
I know, but it's my hobby for now.
Okay.
I don't want to share yet. But I do have a new hobby. And I'm having a lot of fun. And this is how I described it to Alex and Phil because Phil wanted to know all the details on my journey. So did Alex. And I was like, I would say I'm in the tinkering phase.
Okay.
So I've been tinkering and sampling and I'm having a lot of fun. And if it turns into something for my career, we shall see.
Okay.
I think it will. If to be quite honest with you, I think it will. But yeah, it's very fun right now, but I don't feel like sharing what it is quite yet. Because I want it to just be mine for now.
Okay, I feel that.
Anywho, what else is new?
That's pretty much it. That's all I've been doing is just watching Bob's Burgers and going on walks every day.
Yeah.
This little break, our break has been really nice. I've really appreciated it.
Oh, it's been so fucking awesome. I've really enjoyed myself. Speaking of Bob's Burgers, I'm wearing my Bob's Burgers t-shirt that my uncle got me for Christmas.
Have you put away everything that you got for Christmas?
Yep.
I haven't. I need to do that so bad.
I did it and I've never felt lighter. My room was bordering on disgusting. Yeah. So I did like a real big clean the other day.
Damn.
But that being said, I still have to do my closet. My closet needs to be done so bad. And I haven't put my Christmas decorations away yet.
Oh, okay.
But they're going to be put away tomorrow, so.
Okay.
Anywho, I did do all of my Christmas gifts, though, and it was fucking awesome getting to do that.
I need to do that next.
I know, they sat in a pile for a very long time.
Mine are in my garage, so I don't have to look at them. And I need to. I look at it every time I drive in and out of my garage. I'm like, oh, got to take care of that.
For real. But yeah, my hobby's going really well. It's been awesome. And I've been like sending videos to all my friends and family.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Okay, so for this week's episode, we decided to have y'all do, I think we did this last year too, at the start of last year.
I think so.
We did ins and outs. Mm-hmm. Do you have any that you want to share?
Ins. Long sleeve pajama sets.
Okay.
I'm super fucking into those right now. What else?
Do you want me to do mine?
Yeah, yeah. Do yours.
Okay, for my ins, I put matching pajama sets. I also had that on my in last year. I love matching pajama sets.
Same.
I put being an iPad baby.
Yeah.
Crying on a walk.
Your journey.
I put putting on hyaluronic acid, then Aquaphor, and then Laneige lip balm before you go to bed after you brush your teeth. T-shirts with sayings that only make sense to you. Uh-huh. Being gay. I wrote therapy. Mm-hmm. I put the Target birds. No, I haven't gone to see the Valentine's Day collection. I don't think I need that in my life, so I'm refusing to go get them. Having 6,000 lip products on hand at all times. Sleeping with the windows open. And then I put a strong nighttime routine.
Nice.
I should put a strong morning routine. I do not have a good one. So that's why I didn't put it in there yet, because I'm sure it'll be in. I just haven't done it yet. And then for outs, I only have two. I have that giant rave lady that I made a TikTok about.
Oh yeah,
it's called Amira or Amira.
Yeah, the DJ set at the Sphere.
Hate that. And then I put tarot card readers on TikTok. Get them out of my fucking sight.
Unless it comes true, then yeah. I welcome you.
But for sure, the giant rave lady needs to. That's enough of that. Have you all seen that monstrosity?
It's horrifying.
People were talking about the Shrek one. The Shrek one wasn't scary because it's Shrek and he's not real. That giant woman made out of trees, who also isn't real but looks real, that's way scarier.
I feel like the Shrek one was more scary because it was just extremely overstimulating, whereas this woman looks like a monster and very lifelike. That's it's horrifying because it looks too real and it's too big. And we can say it. It turns out we all have megalophobia, you know, don't we?
Maybe that one was scarier to me because it was at the Sphere. Yeah, I feel like the Shrek one was just like at a regular venue, and I was
it's just like, the visuals are just it's just unbelievably realistic. Yeah. That is the most horrifying part. The Shrek one was just like too much.
Yeah.
This one
it was like kind of annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. This one is horrifying because she looks real.
Yeah. And her trying to break free of those little tree vines.
And get her away from me.
Yeah.
Like, that's really how it feels.
Did you watch the whole video?
I've watched hundreds of them. You have no idea how long I've been seeing those videos.
Really?
I've been seeing them.
Started seeing them this past week like everyone else
has. I've been seeing them for weeks.
That's really funny.
And each one is worse and worse and worse and different angle and all that. Sure, and I'm oh my, that's
really funny.
And at the same time, I kind of want to go in person and see it. But I'm so horrified I can't.
I don't want to at all. I have no want to do that at all.
I feel like my heart jumped when I had the thought of sitting there and watching it. Like, if I could sit, I maybe could stomach it. But I just, it's just, a morbid curiosity, but it's so scary.
I don't want to see it at all.
Too real. Don't care. Too real.
Do you have any more ins or outs you want to share for right now?
A big in for me, and this is so, Tony Robbins.
Okay.
But, is saying no to work. Because I never say no to work. So, this one, I'm going to be a little bit more diligent about that.
Okay.
And tooth gems,
sure,
loving them, need more of them. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, half lashes ins. Love those. I'm loving those right now. Oh wait, ginger ale in.
Isn't it always in?
I don't know. Sometimes she gets a lot of hate. Sometimes
really?
I love
ginger ale.
I love ginger ale too.
On a plane, that's my favorite place to have a ginger ale.
Amen.
Tastes the best while I'm in the sky. What can I say?
Outs. What are outs?
Oh, I should have put women's basketball. That's a huge in for me, for sure.
Oh, I thought you were saying out. I was like, damn.
I hate those bitches. Oh my gosh. And then if for those of you that care about women's basketball, the Unrivaled League is starting. It's a 3-on-3 league that two players started. And every player I like is playing, so I'm super excited because I'll get to watch that very soon.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I don't know if I gotta think of an out. I'm like trying to think of something I really don't like doing anymore.
I've seen a lot of people saying that they don't really have outs because it's always shit that other people like and it's mean. And that's how I feel about outs too. That's why I said the giant Reeve lady and they put tarot card readers.
Yeah, I like to think of like,
you know, they're like ounce, Stanley cups, ounce, Laneige lip balm.
For real. I know. I'm trying to think of one that's like, because I feel like I could think of one if it's like people, like a trend that becomes like a hater thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those videos that people make when they're like, these are people that I block just because.
Yeah.
Like people still do that shit.
I think it's corny.
It's so
in being corny.
Yeah. Snark Reddits.
Yeah.
Fucking out, bro. Like, this just, it's weird. Hater shit.
I think
it's
being
so
a
weird.
Hater for no reason is weird.
Yeah, being a hater for no fucking reason. Like,
and then not being honest about being, about why you're being a hater.
Yeah. Hate trains, like when people just latch on to shit because they just want to openly hate somebody for personal reasons. I think shit like that should be so out. It's ruining the fucking internet.
I agree.
You know what I mean? That's all I have for now.
Okay.
I'll see if I think of any other outs. Because I feel the same way. I'm like, I don't think there's any like trends. I'm like, ew. You know what I mean? I hate that. Like, oh, here's one. I'll give you one that's kind of like that, but not. When it comes to fashion stuff, like when things trend and girls like following trends, that's cool, right? But like, let's stop doing this thing where when new trends start, people just automatically start going, all of this shit is ugly now. And it's like, you were just wearing that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like this kind of like burn it all behind me type shit when it comes to fashion trends. Let's leave that alone. Like if people are going to follow shit, let them. It's not a crime. But at the same time, let's stop pretending like that's the end all be all of fucking fashion.
Well, especially because there's a new trend every week. Like, yeah, who cares? Let people like what they like. That's why I'm not putting in things in there, though. Like, I mean, yeah. If you like the giant rave lady, okay, I don't. I'm not judging you.
Yeah.
She scares me.
Letting people like things and disrespectfully not like things. Mm-hmm. Let's, like, you know what I'm saying? Anyways.
Okay, so we had all of you send in your ins and outs for 2025. This first one is from Reese. She said, ins, romanticizing life in the moment, ice cream cones, and Saturday morning cartoons. And then for outs, she put texting and driving, transplants, and staying silent when men upset you.
Okay, period.
I don't know what type, what kind of, are you talking about city transplants or?
Yeah, what type of transplants? Kidney transplants? That would be crazy.
She's like, out organ transplants.
Yeah, any sort of organ donations.
Blood drives.
Yeah, transplants. I don't know. I feel like I have such a weird, like, middle of the road take on stuff like that, which is like, I understand it from both sides.
Yeah.
I understand having to move sometimes to better your circumstance. I also understand gentrification. Mm-hmm. So it's like, unfortunately, we live in a world where both are coexisting at the same time. It's really unfortunate.
I feel that.
But I get it. If you're a local, I get it.
Romanticizing life in the moment is such a good one. I love that. Especially when,
I do love that one
when
too.
You romanticize like little things that you're doing for yourself. I love that.
I agree.
Okay, this next one's from Sophia. She said her ins are going for a walk when I'm feeling crazy. Okay, period. Mm-hmm. Flirting for the love of the game. We need to bring back flirting. Some of y'all don't know how to flirt and we need to bring it back 100%. And then she also said lesbianism in all forms, spiritual, mental, and social, period. Mm-hmm. For outs, she put unnecessary meanness. Sometimes people deserve it. We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Almond mom mentality, 100%. Right. And nicotine.
Yeah, I mean, period. if you don't fuck with nicotine, we don't. I don't smoke nicotine, but I know some people do. Is what it is.
Heard.
Flirting for the love of the game. Yeah, I think that's cool. Sure, if that's what you're into. I think it's a, I also think sometimes though we should have an understanding of what flirting means.
Sure.
I feel like I don't think flirting is the problem. I think it's like the kind of flirting when people have a problem with it. Or I'm just not attracted to you, so don't flirt with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about.
No, I know. I'm saying that I think flirting is cute and we should. I think it's always present. I think it just depends on context, whether or not.
Yeah, but I also
like,
think some people think they're flirting and they're not, and it's weird.
Oh, like like it's weird because they think they're flirting?
Or I'm saying weird is probably the wrong word. I just think some people think they're flirt or they're trying to flirt with you and it's like too much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it just depends on the recipient, but I think that's cute though.
I can't imagine what it feels like to flirt with men. That like hurts my stomach just imagining that. So
men are so easy to flirt with. It's crazy. You
can I can imagine me flirting. Not with a man, but me, I can imagine that being nice, but I can't imagine what they're saying. I would never take anything
seriously. Men are so easy. Like if you look men in the eyes for just longer than they anticipate you will, they get all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This next one's from Emma. She said her ins are wicked.
Period.
Quality Italian, specifically the spicy lobster rigatoni.
Yeah.
Bird and Bob's Burgers for Amen. Sure. Outs, stinky ass. That's never in, so yeah.
Yeah.
And boot cut yoga pants. You're wrong, because I'm wearing them right now.
Literally wearing and them currently.
Emma, chat, block her from the Patreon.
Guards, seize her.
Grab her.
Yeah.
I literally went on a walk today with these, and I had so much fun. So you're wrong.
I love a flare.
Yeah.
I love a flare.
If you don't got it like that, Emma, that's your problem, not mine.
I love a flare. Even as a tall, thick girl, I still love a flare. I get if you're a tall, thick girl and you don't like a flare because they almost always are like too short. But like the right length, I'm rocking with it. I'll be honest with you. I think it's cute. I think you can't go wrong either way. I think yoga pants are a win regardless.
This next one's from Rachel. Her ins are dating platonically and or romantically, mailing letters and postcards, more girlfriends and less guy friends. And then her outs are jealousy and comparing myself to others, downplaying achievements, and gossiping. I think that's a really good one to bring up because this girl made a TikTok saying,
I saw, like, she's like, why would you put gossiping on there?
Take that down.
I think gossiping, it's so annoying. I just feel like I get it on both sides. That's so fucking annoying. I don't mind gossip. I love gossip.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't mind it. I really don't. Gossip is real fun. It's fun to share. I love when you have something in your leg. Like one time I had the most piping hot gossip for Alex, and it was so incredibly like important, like so impactful that I was like, this is in-person tea exclusively. And I was like, when she got to my house, I was like, I need to tell you something. Like the moment she sat down on my couch, I was like, I have to tell you something. And I blew her mind. And that was so fun. There's
been tea that we've held for like a couple months till we got to see her.
Yeah.
Because we're like, we have to see it in person.
It's in-person tea. It has to be. So same with Brittany. Mm-hmm. We've literally texted in our group chat that like
we'll have a running list.
We literally Brittany read out her list to us when she came on New Year's Eve because we have like so much to catch up on. Mm-hmm. And she like made tabs of a list.
Yeah, she was like, wait, don't tell me anymore because I want to.
Yeah, she said, I want to hear it in person. Yeah, so I love gossip. I'm a chismosa, what can I say? You know what I mean? Yeah. The heart wants what it wants.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
At least I'm honest.
I feel that.
Also, more girlfriends, less guy friends. Always yes? ? Are you talking about straight guy friends? I would hope not.
But if you are, yeah.
If you are and they're not your sibling or like relative, mm-hmm. What's going on?
I never hang out. I never know what's going on with men ever.
And like, no, thank you.
I don't need to. I don't want to.
I don't want that kind of energy around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh. Anyways, if that's your tea, okay. I don't want any beef. I don't want any.
She's saying more girlfriends, so she's on the right track. So that's good.
I love girlfriends.
Okay, this next one's from Ava. For her, and she said telling harmless lies to men. For example, I met a random dude at a bar, and I told him I was a psych major, and I was not. Listening to albums top to bottom. That's my favorite. When people put out new music, I always start it from the beginning.
Me too.
And doing things for my own joy / being my own person. That's a great one.
Love.
For outs, she puts kitchen sponges, scrub daddy for the win. I don't have a scrub daddy. I just feel like
I have both.
When I would buy them during lockdown, and maybe it's just the way my brother washes dishes, that thing would disintegrate in 3 uses.
No, they last a while.
That's what it has to be, the way he's doing it.
Yeah, I could not believe it.
Run, don't walk, ass TikToks. Oh, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that, yeah, out TikTok shop, fucking stop, enough.
I know.
And then she also put, not knowing when a bit is dead. Heard. I agree.
Got that.
I got that, yeah.
Wait, what was on the ends again? There was something I wanted to...
Telling harmless lies to men.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And you said you changed your major. Mm-hmm. Oh, girl. In college, I was a different bitch every night. I lied all the goddamn time for no fucking reason. Other than, why wouldn't I? I'm never going to see this guy again. So I highly encourage doing shit like that. One time my friend and I faked an accent the entire night. Not well, just like tried. We were trying to do an Australian accent. It wasn't very good at all. But he bought it for some reason. And then towards the end of the night, we forgot. And then we started talking normally. And then he was like, maybe it's because he was fucked up. So he was like, oh, that's so cool. And then he was like, your accent's just gone. And I was like, oh, yeah, we've never... Or we're like, oh no.
When, like, I'm drunk, my like slur.
Yeah, we're like, it's just like something we do to be silly. And I'll never forget the look on his face. Like, he looked really like annoyed, but also like, so like, why would you ever do that? Like, he had never seen a stupider like person in his entire life.
Oh, you told him it was a bit?
We just told him, we were kind of talking it in circles. Like, we were like, well, you know, like sometimes we just do stuff. And he's like what? Like this? He just wanted, he was kind of pressing a little too much.
You know? Girl, why do you care so much?
Yeah, to the point where I was kind of like concerned a little bit. But but anyways, I used to lie all the fucking time. That's the best time to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This next one's from Kiana. She said, in gummies, out Benjamin. My tolerance is whack. I might start partaking in gummies.
I told Jason to try. Me, porque no los dos.
I had someone tell me, why do you call it a Benjamin? I'm not centering men in my life. Are you guys fucking stupid? Get out of my face.
What?
They think they're better than me because they call it a penifer? Okay.
I just call that shit my weed pen.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
This is my fucking weed pen.
Out being annoying. On mine. Get out of my face. Out
bean soup. What if I'm allergic to beans? Head ass comment. Like... Enough.
Here's what I make my favorite egg salad. What if eggs hurt my stomach? I don't know. Get a chop.
Shit like that. Like,
get out of my face. How is that me centering men?
It's not.
Shut up.
Also, I've seen people say that on TikTok and like make fun of it. Like that. Like, let's all just. Why don't we stop infantilizing this fucking device and just call it what it is? Which is, this is a.
My dab pen.
This is a pen that I smoke to get high. Like, this is my weed pen, bitch. Like, what the fuck? Like, who gives a shit? Who cares?
It's so fucking annoying, bro.
I know. Shit. God, dude. Like, for real.
What are you guys talking
enough, about? Enough! Fuck. It's always so, like, exhausting. You know what I mean?
That, yeah. Okay, this next one's from Summer. She said, in getting high alone because I'm funnier without an audience and I perform better. I feel that. I don't like getting high with other people. Not holding back facial expressions and at least one weekend plan. Her outs are slip-on Vans at my big age, texting words I can't pronounce in real life, and then using ChatGPT to respond to my boss.
Some people really utilize ChatGPT in a very real way. If
my therapist isn't answering me back fast enough, I'll log on there. Get in there, start talking to it. It's really helpful. I watched this girl do a PowerPoint presentation, or wasn't a PowerPoint, she was screen playing her phone to her TV. Mm-hmm. And she was showing, I think, her sister and like their friends, like how her boyfriend broke up with her through text. Mm-hmm. And she read the whole thing and she goes, and what do you guys notice is so odd in this when you read this? And someone said that dash, and she goes, exactly, and I'm glad you brought that up. And so she copied and pasted the whole thing into an AI detector, and it was 100% written by ChatGPT. And then she texts her boyfriend, that's so fucking crazy, you couldn't even break up with me and be genuine, you didn't write this shit. And he said, who cares? Who cares? I couldn't think of something, like I wanted it to help me. And she said, you couldn't even rewrite parts of it? That's crazy. Isn't that funny? She caught it because she's like, this man has never used a dash in his life.
No, because she's so mean. That is 100% something
and
I would clock.
As I read this out to you, what stands out? What are our eyes drawn to? The dash, and I'm glad you brought that up. That's so funny.
That's fucking crazy, dude. She's so me, bro. Him going, who cares? You don't care if I live or die. You don't care if I live or die. You don't care if I live or die. Oh my God. You don't care if I live or die. Is that not the most horrifying fucking feeling in the world?
Yeah.
That moment, when I tell you, if I could bottle that moment, it could harness the most evil energy. It would be the most foul liquid.
You'd grow as big as that giant rave lady.
Oh my God, dude. I would be radioactive.
Radioactive. That
Alexa, play Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. That feeling.
I always mix up Radioactive and Demons. Those are two different songs.
Honestly, I believe you if you said they were the
in
same
Radioactive
song.
Out Demons.
In Imagine Out Dragons.
I was going to say, I used to like the song Shots by Imagine Dragons. That one goes hard. Go
what
ahead.
I don't even know what fucking song that is. Nerd alert. We got a dork over here. Yeah, that feeling, dog. Man. There is nothing more sinister than that fucking feeling of like, this person quite literally hates me. Like, that feeling. Oh my God. It's so crazy, isn't it? It's nuts. It's crazy. You know, what's even crazier about that is that more likely than not, it's women have all experienced that.
Yeah.
Very few men in comparison to how many women.
Yeah.
Have experienced that exact feeling.
Mm-hmm. Are you like, you're like numb, but I can still feel like a chill down my spine.
It's truly like, it's the most like, wow, like, oh, I mean, like, truly, you couldn't care less about me if you tried. Oh. You couldn't care less about me if you tried. Oh, wow. I mean, nothing to this person. Like, that feeling is such a like, it feels freeing, but at the same time, so awful. It is truly such a myriad of emotions. But, man, that's how that would hit me. I've had that. I've been hit like that, actually. Obviously, personally, but that feeling. That's so funny, though. But see how funny women are?
Mm-hmm.
Lemons into lemonade every fucking time. We are the funniest people alive, and that's why.
Okay, this next one.
Because we're able to do shit like that.
This next one's from Caroline or Carolyn. Her ends are, be as forgiving to myself as I am to others. That's a great one.
Nice.
Say no more often. And she put bidets. That's all. For her outs.
I love bidets. I love a bidet. I used to be a hater. I will admit, I used to be a hater.
Mm-hmm.
Then I grew up. I tried it.
When I don't have my bidet, it's not the same.
It's just... Yeah, it is. It is truly unlike anything else. Yeah. I'll be honest. It really is.
For her outs, she put, getting stressed when people don't follow the meticulously spelled out plans I had in my head, but I never actually communicated to anyone. Delaying my morning poop for work. Honestly, not worth the other issues it always causes. I don't even know what that means.
Messing your pants at work.
I guess. I don't know.
Hey, haven't we all?
She put, gaslighting myself that this time will be different. For example, hot Cheetos and Diet Coke for dinner will literally always make my tummy hurt. Stop convincing yourself that it'll be fine this time. But you know what? Sometimes you got to try one more time.
Always leave space.
Sometimes
for you,
you got to try out one more time.
Yeah, those are solid. I think across the board,
yeah,
those are solid.
I think so.
Saying no more often. It's kind of like what I said too. Like trying to say no to work. Delaying your morning poop is crazy.
When I got to go, I got to go. I hold my poop a lot, though. It's not good. And I know that's an in for this year. I need to stop holding my poop. I get that.
Okay. And that's on me. That's on me.
Guys, I don't want to blame anyone. That's my fault. Okay, so this one's from Allie. She said, I only have one out that I need to end, and it's the sassy man apocalypse. I've had enough.
That's a good one.
What does that mean?
That's like, I told you those videos. They're like... They're just fucking straight men who paint their nails and they say things like, period.
Oh, okay.
And then it's like, they're like out sassing their girlfriend. Oh, I don't fucking know. But like, I agree. get that shit out of my face.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. It's the same shit where it's like men are like, don't be afraid to express your femininity. And then they're wearing a skirt in the apartment. And it's like, you know, he took it off before he left the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, quit fucking lying to me. Yeah. You're pissing me off. It's like shit like that. It's just basically, it feels like a fucking dog whistle to just get women to like you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking pick me ass guy. Like,
okay, I see that.
Who's like using femininity as like this, like, I'm a safe guy. I'm not one of them. Mm-hmm. Like, he's one of those guys. Ugh. Yuck. It's one of those, like, you talk too much to really believe it.
Yeah.
I don't fucking believe you.
I see that.
Like, just walk the walk, bitch. I don't need to see you perform.
Or they're like, I'm wearing a purse. I'm a sassy man. Like that.
Yeah, they're just like, when I don't even know what the fuck to call it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just so annoying. Yeah, it's a pick me. Okay. It's just pick me shit. It's just like, get a load of me, ladies. Me, I'm not like one of them.
I feel that. Okay.
Me, I cry when I watch movies. No, you fucking don't. You cry when you watch Gladiator a million times. Mm-hmm. I fucking don't believe you.
Okay.
My fucking bad. Cry watching fucking Braveheart. Okay, we get it. I'm so over them. They irritate me every fucking time. And then they're the ones, and get this, all roads lead back to this shit for me taking it low-key personal is what it sounds like, is because I get tagged in videos like that, and then I'll have women tag me and say shit like, Can we maybe once shout out one of these good ones?
Yeah.
Delete this fucking comment immediately. You piss me off. I literally just want to comment back, don't piss me off. Like, I'm not, what do you want? You want me to congratulate a fish for fucking swimming?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't outwardly hate women, so we should give him a fucking award for it? Fuck out of here, dude. That's the shit I'm talking about. I'm like, they're never going to learn if you keep doing that shit.
I feel that.
They're never going to learn. So I'm always like, okay, cool. If you like that shit, cool. Don't talk about it so many fucking times. We got it. We heard you the first time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I feel that.
Just walk in it, bro. Who gives a fuck? Post your shit. Just post your fucking stupid man vlogs. I don't know, whatever the fuck they do.
I know.
Me never knowing what straight men post. I have no idea.
I literally don't know what that means.
I have no idea. What does their content look like? I have no, if it's not gym content, what is it? Mm-hmm. I have no fucking clue. I have no clue. I'm being so honest. I genuinely don't know.
That's why I told you that, like, someone was telling me about, they're like, yeah, you know the gym brand Wolves? And I go, I don't know anything about that. What do you mean?
Who's that? Like, girl, I don't fucking know.
Oh, well, men wear to the gym. And why would I know that? What are you talking about? And then I had to Google it and I go, I don't know this brand at all.
Actually, no, I've never heard of this ever in my lifetime.
What we're talking about.
It's crazy because I'm just now discovering it for the first time. You're watching me live react.
I still think people, you know how parents are always like 100 years behind? That's me, but with straight men, anything.
Yeah. I'm up to date on to some extent, mostly on sports, but like even then it's like very loose. That's the closest connection I have to straight men as far as their culture.
Like, when
and
we,
what they're talking about.
On Christmas, that football game is Beyonce's halftime performance. That's what I was watching.
Yeah.
But that game, they were talking about the playoffs, and I go, already? And then I go, oh, wait, the Super Bowl's always in February. Yeah. It's December. And then I remembered, I was like, oh, I forgot football's been, I haven't watched any football all year. I have no idea.
Yeah, I
and
know.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's my only connection to straight man culture. Mm-hmm. It's like that and Drewski, and like that's it. I don't know anything else outside of what
I feel that. Yeah,
I got no fucking clue what's going on that side of the fence. I have no desire to know.
And out for me every year is anything straight men like or are enjoying.
No, for real. Like, I do not. Like, you could not pay me to care less. Like, really, genuinely. Like, whatever they love, I don't fucking care about. Like, not even a little bit. They're so boring. They're so boring. Everything they like is so fucking boring. Anywho.
Okay, this is me. What? You were going to say something?
I was going to say something, but then it actively flew out of my brain, so it's okay.
Okay, this is me, the last one we do for this episode. We will be doing a part two in the next one, so if y'all want to send in yours, you can send them in. This one's anonymous. She said her top three ins are lesbians, pasta, and horses.
All right.
Very succinct. I agree.
Horses? With all cool.
Top three outs, men.
Yeah. Okay.
Paywalls on streaming services that I pay monthly for, and ticket resellers.
Okay. Real specific. Okay.
Right to the point. That's, I appreciate. Well,
I support your choices and your decisions.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you went anonymous with this one, but yeah. It was pretty good.
It's not very radical, but I support that.
I think
ticket resellers, to an extent, yeah, I get what you mean. That's annoying. Also, paywalls on paywalls for what? Like extra stuff?
Yeah, so like I've seen people showing how like on Netflix, if you're not paying for like the highest one, which like I always do that on because I pay for all the streaming services for our family.
Not all of them.
Oh, you pay for Peacock. I'm sorry. I also have a Peacock account though.
Yeah, and I pay for Disney and Hulu.
You do pay for Disney. I also pay for Hulu because remember we couldn't figure out how to log in yours.
Yeah, well.
Anyways, I pay for HBO and then I pay for two different Netflix accounts.
I'm on Billy's Netflix, so I'm not anyways, on yours.
Well, for everyone else, maybe not you. Yeah. But anyways, I've seen on Netflix that there are ads and then there are certain movies that you have to pay to watch if you're not paying for the highest one.
That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know they did that.
And I know HBO, because they increase their pricing every year, that they do that too.
Damn.
I don't know about paying for extra stuff, but or paying to watch movies, but I know you have to pay to not have ads and stuff like that, which is crazy to me.
I had Hulu with ads for a while. I didn't start paying for Hulu with no ads till like 2 years ago.
Donovan begged me to take the ads off, and I said, it's literally not a big deal. Because then, for me, that's a break to play on my phone when I get an ad. Then when I was watching them watch The Bear at my house, like there was an ad every 5 minutes. And I was like, how the fuck did I watch the show? So then I turned them off.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
It's pretty bad.
And that's why Donovan would always beg me to log into mine. I would give him, and he never could do it. I'm like,
no, I can figure. That's why I paid for another one.
So. I was like, dog, I don't know. I'm not changing.
So now they're on mine, which is fine. Yeah, I pay for Prime.
I was like, and he comes. He has a profile on my Hulu, so I don't know if he got in.
No, they use mine. They couldn't figure it out. So annoying. But anyways, guys, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Ish.
We hope you enjoyed it. If you live in Vancouver, make sure you come to our Canada show. We're super excited about that.
Yes.
Make sure you make sure you buy Drew's book, and then make sure you sign up for the Patreon. Anything else?
We'll see you in Canada in February.
Ooh.
Vancouver locals, see you there.
Other than that, we love you and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.